This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. She's a nurse in Grand Rapids by day. But at night, Betty Houtman pulls her needles and ball of yarn from a basket and sits down to knit. She often does so with others in a group she founded called Knitwell. Her hands move with a fast and even rhythm, but it's not just the yarn that's knitted together. With each stitch, new connections are being knit in her brain, reducing anxiety, lowering blood pressure, and bringing about a sense of well-being.
My medical background is in healthcare, mostly pediatrics. I'm a registered nurse, and I've primarily worked in neurodevelopmental pediatrics, which is children with brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, strokes, and other types of neurological diversity. And I've also worked with adults with neurological issues, usually from an illness or an injury, like a stroke or multiple sclerosis and those types of things. And during that experience, I became very fascinated with the concept of neuroplasticity and the ability of the brain to rewire itself.
I was going to ask you about that. Maybe you can go into a little bit more depth there on how does the brain rewire itself into what? New habits or how to handle anxiety? How does that work?
The brain is actually able to recreate pathways, new pathways, when we have a novel experience or learn a new task. And we can either build on existing pathways or actually create new pathways through repetition of those tasks.
And there's our segue to knitting, because there's a lot of repetition in that. So now tell us about your background with knitting and crocheting. How did you get interested in that?
Like many of us, I learned to crochet from my grandmother. Prior to that, I'd experimented a little bit with loom knitting and with spool knitting. And when she felt I was old enough, she taught me how to crochet. And then I could hardly wait until I was old enough to join 4-H. And in 4-H, I took knitting for a few years. And I've been knitting and crocheting off and on since then.
And now we're going to look at how your medical background and your love of knitting come together.
When I suddenly had the opportunity to look for a new job and new work, I began to think about whether I could combine those two interests and passions of mine into something that would continue to improve the health and well-being of others.
And that led to Knitwell?
Correct. I attended a series of classes at GROW, Grand Rapids Organization for Women, and learned how to start my own business and the basics of entrepreneurship. And although I had never considered such an endeavor before, it began to look very appealing because I could do two things that I love and still influence people.
So anxiety is something that can be alleviated with knitting and or crocheting. How does that part work? What aspects of knitting and crocheting relax us or rewire our brains?
There are a couple of aspects. One of them is the repetitive rhythmic movement. Many of us use repetitive movement like pacing or rocking, tapping, to calm ourselves when we're stressed or traumatized. Mm. And there are many stories of people who've replaced an anxiety crutch with knitting or crochet because they like the repetitive parts of it. Another way it helps is anxiety. Sometimes people feel exposed when they're in the public place. And the act of knitting and holding the hands together in front of the body creates the sensation of having this little bubble of personal space and comfort around you. So that can be very helpful in a threatening or anxiety-producing situation.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I ask Houtman about the origins of knitting.
The history of knitting is fascinating in that it started out really as a male occupation.
Really?
Somewhere, I think, after World War II, it transitioned over to women doing it.
I didn't know that.
It started as a male occupation. For example, the men who were fishermen often made their own sweaters.
Ah.
They were making nets, and they also made their own sweaters out of wool. And wool has lanolin in it, so it's a natural water repellent, and it's very durable and can be redone. So repairs could be made to the garment. It could be taken apart and remade. And it was very much a male thing to do. Also during the wars, the history of wars is that there were almost always knitters who supported soldiers, whether it was by making socks or making squares for blankets or making hats for under their helmets. Many countries, in fact, have knitting associations that support causes like soldiers or infants in the NICU or refugees, welcome blankets for refugees. Knitting has been kind of a intergeneration, intercultural exercise around the world.
So how does it work, actually, the rewiring of the brain?
One of the things it does is releases serotonin. Repetitive movement, we know from use of technology that we kind of get into the flow and repetition. We just want to do it more. And part of the reason we want to do it more is because the hormone serotonin is released and that makes us feel better. The act of knitting actually does the same thing. And it helps us to improve mood and our sense of calmness. It actually reduces the blood levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone. And as we become more familiar with that feeling, we can learn to recall the feeling even when we don't have knitting in our hands, for example. For my own benefit, when I was in a situation as a patient, if I were having a procedure done, for example, it helped me to relax just to think even about the stitches I was taking in a project, a lace project that I was making, which was a repetitive series of stitches. And I just imagined myself actually knitting them, and it helped me feel more calm and relaxed.
Tell me how these meetings of Knitwell happen. Do you all sit silently around, or do you talk to each other, or is it presented as a class? How does it work?
There's several different aspects. One of them is private lessons. I do private lessons for people who are either beginning or intermediate knitters and crocheters. And then I also do group lessons for people who want to learn a new skill together. Those are usually in groups of a maximum of four people. Or I also have a meetup group that's for people who like to do or want to do social knitting. And that group is all about supporting one another and encouraging each other with our projects.
I'm Zinta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Betty Houtman, the founder of Knitwell. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.